Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It's just got 10 after 5, and you are listening to Your World Today. We're looking at Colombia and the developments there. We're looking at the elections there. Colombians will select their new president in a race that is seemingly defied, that has defied expectations at every turn, and is one of the most consequential ones for the country in decades. Polls put the two candidates, former rebel member and leftist Gustavo Petro and the conservative outsider Rodolfo, neck and neck. Now, to discuss these developments, we've got Prof. Scott Lucas. Prof, thank you very much for your time and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about Rodolfo and what are his policies there, Prof?
Well, we've got the developments here in that Rodolfo Hernandez was actually defeated last night narrowly by Gustavo Petro. So what you had was the Rodolfo Hernandez, who was the defeated challenger. He was a political outsider. He ran on an anti-corruption platform. But the person who won, Gustavo Petro, was also a political outsider. However, he was a political outsider from the left. What's the significance for Colombia? Well, Colombia's really had right-wing governments, sometimes very, very right-wing governments for decades. It's had a history, really, of violence. We know about the violence in terms of the battles with the drug cartels there. But we also had the violence of the state versus the rebellions, the rebels that are there. And Gustavo Petro, the man who ultimately won yesterday by 52% to 48%, he is a former rebel. Mm-hmm. He was a member of the M19 group until 1990 was fighting an insurrection against the government. It turned to politics. So did Gustavo Petro. And here we are more than 30 years later. And the former rebel is now the next president of Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does this mean for the U.S.-Colombia ties?
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting question. I think that we have had a history for decades of the U.S. Supporting governments in Colombia, which could be right-wing. Indeed, under the, let's call it infamous Operation Colombia, the American effort, which supposedly was to provide security assistance to defeat the, you know, the drug lords, the drug cartels, actually wound up propping up governments which could be abusive of rights and arguably abusive of their own citizens to the point of let's call it extrajudicial killing. Now we have a leftist government. Now we have had leftist governments in Latin America throughout the continent over the past generation. And in some cases, the United States has adjusted its relation where it has worked with those governments. We've had leftist governments now for some time in Ecuador, for example. We did have leftist governments in Brazil for a period under Lula da Silva. However, we do have the case of Venezuela next to Colombia, which has had the leftist government since Hugo Chavez in the 1990s. And we know that relations between the U.S. and Venezuela have not been good, as that country has really descended not only into political discord, but is almost an economic basket case. I don't think that we're going to be looking at tension between U.S. and Colombia like we are between U.S. and Venezuela, but we're really at the opening stages, that this is sort of, as I mentioned, a new direction for Colombia after so long. And that, of course, means that the United States will have to watch, and I hope will not try to direct that, not try to say that the United States, that Colombia's future should be determined by Washington.
Mm. And has this divided the country further, or has it brought them closer together?
I think the encouraging sign is that you went through a political process which has been recognized by the losers as well as the winners. Rodolfo Hernandez, who we started off by talking about, the anti-corruption candidate, you know, on the right, he accepted the defeat. He wished the winner, Mr. Petro, well. We have had the outgoing president, Ivan Duque, who has also, you know, congratulated Mr. Petro, and indeed has congratulated his vice president, Ms. Marquez, the first black Venezuelan to hold either, you know, the office of vice president. So I think a country which for so long has been mired in violence, you know, you saw a process that all accepted. Now, we still are in, however, and I have to emphasize this, in 2016, there was this historic accord between the government and the main rebel group, which is called FARC, which had been fighting for many, many decades, 50 years, in fact. We're still in the middle of implementing that process. Indeed, it has not been fully implemented. So I think one of the tasks for Mr. Petro will be indeed to continue the discussions with FARC to move us completely away from the violence that had marked Colombia up till the 2016 settlement.
Mm. And also looking at the elections, you know, there was this concern that a lot of people were undecided simply because of the death threats and the scandals and the preemptive fraud claims and so forth. How did it all impact on the election?
Yeah, there was tension about this. And again, understandably, with Colombian history, there was tension about whether the election would be, in the end, as it were, free and fair and free, as you're mentioning, from intimidation. And it has been, it has largely been free from intimidation. I mean, there were, you know, some reports of violence that took place. But at the end, Mr. Petro won. It's a historic change for Colombia. And the right, which had held power in Colombia for many, many decades, it accepted that outcome. So, you know, I'm always cautious. We've seen governments in Latin America that have had varying degrees of outcomes. Brazil turned to the left under Lula, but it's turned back to the hard right under Mr. Bolsonaro with, I think, damaging consequences. I think the move to the left in Venezuela ultimately has been damaging for the country. The Chavista revolution has not brought economic and political stability. And you have to say that we've had the opening, the possibility of an election, which at the end has been upheld, has been democratic, and now the even harder part comes, and that is to have governance in Colombia, which is not just simply left versus right, but is where all Colombians can have a country which moves away from so much of the economic, political violence and difficulties that marked it in recent history.
Prof, thank you very much for your time. As always, appreciated on Radio Islam International.
Oh, thank you. Peace to all your listeners.
Bye-bye.